It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
That's right. You're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD. And this is part two of the rarer hard rock and heavy metal show, I guess you could call it. Uncle Joey, Joe Briffa, is here today, my bassist, actually. And we're waiting on another guest, same as last week, Mr. Brett LaJoy, who is his own fashionably late self. And, of course, he's a drummer for JDBC. And we thought it'd be really cool to... not only last week, play some
aren't drummers
rare stuff
always late?
That, yeah. Play some rare music that, you know, doesn't get airplay anymore, or you know, maybe that you never heard of, and do it again this week because we had so much fun and just thought that, you know, we didn't get to play everything actually that we did last time. And I'm actually gonna roll some stuff underneath us today because we had so much stuff even today, really. It's gonna take up the whole time, so I'm just gonna get it going right now, and we'll see where it takes us, even talking over all this stuff. And actually right now, there it is. It's a band called Tank. And you can hear that in the background right now. And Tank is was a three-piece band that Fast Eddie Clark from Motorhead produced, a British band. And so I wanted to get some of that on last week, but so I thought I'd do it this week. Kind of like a sort of in the Motorhead vein of things, almost a punky hard rock thing. And so we're just going to let that air for you now, and we'll come back and talk about some more rare rock and heavy metal stuff on CJM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. And here we are back, CJM 99.1 FM. You're listening to You Talking to Me, and kind of a special show for me today, like last week. This is part two of a kind of a rare rock and heavy metal show. I got my bands actually on here, and we're going through some old stuff that doesn't get airplay, or bands that you've never heard of before. And we're just letting these things ride because we want to get all the tunes in, actually, and so we'll be coming in and out of them. And this is actually a band called Elf, which maybe some people know, that who had the frontman Dio. And this was his basically his first band for, you know what I mean? He may have been in some other bands, I suppose, doing just cover tunes or whatever back in the day. But
why do you think they chose that name, Elf?
Because he was so short and little. He was a very little guy. And his cousin was in the band, actually, which I really wish I had would have had in one of these shows, is David Feinstein, who is the guitar player for the band The Rods. And that's Dio's cousin, actually. And he's on the this first Elf record, actually. And they put out, I want to say, three albums back in the day. Elf, Carolina County Ball, and Trying to Burn the Sun. Yeah, how do you like that for some memory there, eh? That's one of the rare occasions that it worked almost perfectly. So, did you know of, or were you into Elf back at, you know, when...
When I was younger, we were into the prog rock thing.
Yeah.
We were the Yes, Genesis with Peter Gabriel prior to his departure and then going completely commercial. We were into the Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, yeah. Van de Graaff Generator.
We'll get into some of that stuff that you actually chose for us to listen to today. And
we were little wannabe eggheads back then, musically anyway.
Well, I can't say that I was into this when it came out or whatever in the early 70s. You know what I mean? It was later on that I found out, you know, through Sabbath and whatever, that Dio was in this band called Elf, or I was into the Rods, and Feinstein played in, you know what I mean, this band way back then. And then I finally was able to check it out, and some of it was kind of like they were imports, hard to find. You know what I mean? It was really cool to finally get the albums and whatever, these Japanese imports and things. But anyway, this is First Avenue, and this is Elf, and we're going to turn that up a little bit so you can enjoy the next couple minutes of it on CJM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. And we're back. You're listening to CJM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. I'm Big JD. You're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm here with Joe Briffa, bass player for Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, and we're talking about some rare rock and heavy metal, things that you may not have heard in a long time that don't get any radio airplay or that you've never heard. And this is one that I wanted to get to last week, too, and this is Riding High from Moxie. And Moxie, of course, a Canadian band. Considered a Canadian hard rock and heavy metal band, formed in Toronto, Ontario in 1974 from previous members of the rock group Lay Ashford, which included singer Douglas Buzz Shearman. Did you know that stuff at all? No, me either.
No, in 74 I was into, I believe, just came out of my Alice Cooper phase going into think Kiss maybe.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And let's see who else. Greg Godovitz of Flood and Gatto, which is might be something that you familiar with that band. And Gil Moore, later of Triumph. So, former member. Let me get that right now. Greg Godovitz of Flood and Gatto and Gil Moore. I guess Gil Moore was in the band. I guess how that goes. Because I don't know a huge amount about Moxie, but I do know that. And I believe on this album and possibly the song was the guitar player from Deep Purple that we played. No, Tommy Bolin. He played with Moxie for a little stint. That guy really got around in his short time here on Earth, really. He was pretty young when he died. So we'll let you listen to some Moxie, and we'll be back. CGM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. And we're back. You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. I'm Big JD. You're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm here with Joe Briffa from the band Jeffrey Davis Blues Connection, my band as well. And we're talking about rare rock and heavy metal. And in the background now, you are listening to some Armageddon, Basking in the White of the Midnight Sun, Part 5, I believe. And they only put out one album. And I don't know if you're familiar with Armageddon at all or the name, but you know who was in that band? It was Keith Relf from the Yardbirds. This is post. I'm bringing this up a little bit. This was a post Yardbird stuff, and very cool album that nobody really knows about. So that's Armageddon with the self-titled A&M release, Armageddon, and again Basking in the White of the Midnight Sun. What can I tell you about Armageddon? Hard rock band formed in 1974. Their self-titled album, Armageddon, was recorded in England and, as I mentioned, released on A&M Records in the States. The album's original liner notes used the term supergroup, as their personnel were drummer Bobby Caldwell. You might know some of these names. Previously drummer of Captain Beyond, which is something we probably could have played. Keith Relf, of course, from the Yardbirds. As well as having been a co-founder of the band Renaissance, which I don't really know anything about them. Martin Pugh from Steamhammer and bassist Louis Senimo or from Renaissance and Steamhammer. So, yeah, the only album put out by Armageddon, and we'll get into some more of this because there's not much of it left. Here you go, Armageddon on CGM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. And that actually cut out on its own because it goes into part six of Basking in the White of the Midnight Sun. And that is, or was, Armageddon, Keith Ralph from the Yardbirds band after the Yardbirds. And now we have something else here in the background going on. And of course, you're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm Big JD, CJM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. And this is Gentle Giant. Tell us a little bit about Gentle Giant, Joe.
Gentle Giant, we're a progressive rock band that was active between 1970 and 80, formed by the Showman Brothers. The band was known for their very complex and sophisticated style of music and for the varied musical skills of their members. All the members, except for the first two drummers, were multi-instrumentalists. Also, although they weren't commercially successful, they did certainly achieved a cult following. The band one time stated their aim was to expand the frontiers of contemporary popular music at the risk of becoming very unpopular, although this stance was altered significantly with time. They never ever achieved commercial success of other progressive contemporaries as Jethro Tull, Genesis, Yes, or ELP. They were considered to be one of the most experimental bands of the genre, as well as the most experimental rock bands of the 70s. They drew influences from medieval, baroque, modernist chamber music, but they also just seemed to have this underlying funky groove to them, which really created almost a contrast or a contradiction in their music. They just grew stagnant, walked away in the 80s, and have resisted vehemently a complete reunion, but have done partial.
Pretty cool. And of course, a lot of this information comes to us from the wonderful world of Wikipedia, where you can find...
brush up our reading skills.
Yep. It's gospel. And so we urge you to go to Wikipedia.com. And so we'll get into some Gentle Giant here on CJAM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. And we're back. You're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm Big JD on CJAM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. And that was Gentle Giant. Song just the same.
I just that's one of my favorite Gentle Giant tunes for the simple fact that you can listen. It's almost like a confluence of so many different musical styles. You can hear Edgar Winter in there and XTC, and it's
cool stuff. It's cool stuff for sure. And one of my information on this band called Axis, actually. And do I have that in front of me? No, but Axis is, oh, here it is, a legendary band with Shreveport, Louisiana as its home base, with local guitar hero Danny Johnson, who was with, I believe, Derringer. Was it Derringer back in the day? I'm pretty sure. Drummer Vinny Appice.
Oh.
And is that how you say that? Appice? Okay. Yeah, he played with the band and, of course, went on to play with Black Sabbath and whoever else. And Jay Davis was the bass player who, I don't know what he would have done before or after or whatever, but here Axis joined forces in New York with Rick Derringer in the 70s as the Derringer Band, the ageless rock anthems of Armageddon and bands of rock foreshadow Danny's next project of his solo band in the early 80s as Danny Johnson and the Bandits. And in 1990, Danny joined John Kay and Steppenwolf. And Danny and John Kay's band opening shows, the shows as the Rebels, I guess, was the name. But yeah, back in the later 70s, Axis, pretty hard rock band, pretty cool stuff. And this song here is Bandits of Rock. So we're going to turn that up and let you enjoy that for the next couple minutes. Bandits of Rock, Axis on CJM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. You're listening to CJM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor, Detroit. You're listening to You Talk to Me. I'm Big JD, sitting here with Joe Briffa, bass player extraordinaire. And he wanted you to hear his favorite singer, so we're playing. No.
No, that's not true.
No, a great musical band, for sure. And tell us about Pavlov's Dog.
Pavlov's Dog was a 1970s progressive rock AOR band formed in St. Louis, Missouri in 1972. They were originally comprised of David Surkamp, whose voice is like a combo of Geddy Lee and Steve Marriott. Mark Garr on lead guitar.
I think they used a vice to get that sound, but go on.
I'm sure they must have used something painful. Mike Safran, Rick Stockton, David Hamilton, Doug Rayburn, and Siegfried Carver, born Richard Nadler. Don't know why he
chose
that.
Who went on to perform with Siegfried and Roy, I think. No.
They've had many people on their records who you wouldn't expect. Former Yes drummer Bill Bruford, Michael Brecker, the famous jazz saxophonist, Roxy Music's Andy McKay. Their sales of their records were very poor, and they just kind of faded away, but they have regrouped, and they still are active. And here we go with Julia.
Cool. Thanks. Hold just a minute. All right, yeah, there you have some Pavlov's dog there, and sounds a little bit like Rush. We're just about out of time here, and I just wanted to thank my guests for this week and last week, and that's, of course, Joe Briffa. Thank you for being on the show.
My absolute pleasure, sir.
And Brett LaJoy, of course, who is not with us today. He never did show up, so but we did get on some Bandits of Rock, some Axis for him that I know is his choice for this week, and a band he was into back in the day, so... We'll just leave you with the rest of Julia, and I'll see you next week here on You Talking to Me. I'm Big JD, CGM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. Thanks for listening.